Hello and welcome to the Thought Leader Podcast. Today, Michigan District President Dave Davis talks with Travis Grohlke and Ryan Peterson for part two of our three-part discussion on education.
Welcome back to Conversations with Ryan Peterson. He's the Vice President of Administration at Concordia University. And Travis Grohlke, he's our State Superintendent of Schools. And we're having some conversations about what is going on in education, training up young people. In the last segment, we talked a little bit about what was going on in the government. In this segment, I'd like to talk about church workers and the need for more church workers. We've heard for a long time about, we don't have enough pastors. We need to raise up more pastors. Travis, what are you seeing relative to the need for teachers and principals in our system?
Oh man, we need a ton. Let's put it that way. I'll bore you with some quick stats here. So Jennifer Rumberger, who works out of our office, does a great job just collecting all the requests for our principals and teachers. We've had since November 1st, 74 educator requests from our ministries asking for names for new workers to be in our early childhood centers, elementary schools, and high schools. As of right now, we filled about 20 of those. So we still have 50 spots open for the 23-24 school year, and we need a ton of teachers. And it's not just our Lutheran schools, all schools, public, private, they're all wrestling for new workers and new principals throughout. So our synodical end, all the Lutheran teacher diploma graduates, that's all the commissioned workers that are graduating for the teacher ed program, there's less than 100. So the state of Michigan could gobble up the vast majority of those ourselves if we could. So we are trying to be creative, looking for other avenues to find great educators to be in our Lutheran schools. And maybe a little bit, we got to pour some Lutheran into them a little bit on the back end. But we're grateful for the workers in our congregations who are being creative and trying to fill those spots.
Yeah, I've been concerned about pastor placement. That's a big part in my work, but as I've seen your work even more so, like you said, placement of school of teachers and principals. Ryan, could you say a couple of words? I know Concordia as a whole is growing, and we're really grateful about that, but could you say something about the number of pre-min students and teacher ed students?
Yeah.
Other commission worker students?
Yeah, absolutely. In so many ways, what we've seen at Concordia really over the last decade, though the entirety of the student body has grown, our number of students preparing for professional church work has declined a bit. And that's really honestly reflective of what we're seeing in our entire denomination. I think these stats are fairly well published over the past two decades. From 2004 to 2018, the number of pre-seminary students down 59%, the number of Lutheran teacher diploma, LTD, down 61%, DCE down 58%, deaconess down 43%, parish music down 47%, director of family life down 65%. I mean, I always say, you could go somewhere else for better news than that. And so then specifically at Concordia Ann Arbor, our number of pre-sem students, we're hanging just right around double digits, a little over that number. Our number of Lutheran teacher diploma, educator students that are going into Lutheran education is about two dozen right now is the last numbers that I was looking at, maybe a little bit more than that. So, you can see, we're all saying the same thing here. They are down significantly. Now, one kind of upshot, if you will, our director of parish music numbers are up a little bit, which we are really, really grateful for. And Dr. John Bunenberg, Kreft Endowed Chair in Music's doing a phenomenal job. Our whole team's doing a phenomenal job, but we see it in the public sector and also now in the private sector, this significant decline.
But I will add in real quickly. Can I jump in real fast?
Oh, yeah.
There's still, even though there's not as many LTD, Concordia's got a great group of other teacher ed students that maybe thinking they're going private, that maybe we try to steal a little bit into our Lutheran schools as well. And they got just a great crop as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say in the last conversation we had, I said, I don't like to be a hand wringer, you know, because God is at work. And so in the midst of this, you guys are both pretty smart fellas. What advice would you give parents, grandparents? What advice would you give about kind of beefing up this leadership pipeline for us?
Yeah, I'll jump in first. I am a big fan of a quote that Ed Stetzer shared. Actually, I think it was at a Michigan District event a couple of years ago. He said, "The moment we're in doesn't pause the mission we're on." And obviously, you know, the stats that we shared reflect a less than stellar moment numerically, yet a beautiful moment missionally. And so a couple thoughts that I have. Number one, I believe that critical influencers must influence. Who are the critical influencers? They are parents. They are youth leaders, whether paid or volunteer, you know, doesn't matter. They are pastors. They are teachers. They are peers. And so as critical influencers, we must influence. Maybe one more thought. I'm a big fan of, I say, key people, key events, key moments. You know, we should not stop looking for those places and those people and those moments that can really be the Holy Spirit moments for people to say, yeah, maybe church work is what the Lord's calling me into, you know, and what a blessing and what a gift that is. And I think that's on us as church workers to show the joy that is ours in church work. It's not always happy, but it is filled with joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
That's good. Travis, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll just say amen to all that. Stole some of my thunder too, that I completely agree that, man, when we as church workers, as either teachers or DCEs or pastors or whatever it is, when we're emulating that joy and that comes out of us, students and teachers and everybody around us recognizes that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to give those experiences to our kids. So if they're in our Lutheran schools or they're in our Sunday schools or they're in our youth groups, you know, the gatherings that we offer here in the Michigan District, camp ministry is a big part of that. There's just tons of stats that show those students that had that experience at like one of our three camps, Arcadia, Concordia, Lulele, that helps to get those Holy Spirit moments, right? Where they say, wow, they look up to those counselors and see the good Lord working through them. So providing just as many experiences as you can to say, good Lord can use you in some mighty ways. And we have such a variety of ways that people can jump in to serve, not just pastors and teachers, but all sorts of ways that they can jump into church work.
I know this is going to be released here in the springtime. I want to say, you said amen. I want to say amen about the camp or camp ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard some great statistics about how that changes the trajectory of people's lives when it comes to church work.
It changed mine personally. You know, I was a senior in high school and, you know, I had felt the Lord's call into ministry actually through a number of ways, but one through a mission trip. I think that's another way that that happens. And then after high school graduation, actually went out west and worked at Camp Luther Haven, the one way out west, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, not the one closer to us down in Indiana. But that was a game changer for me. And let us not forget. Let's keep praying to the Lord of the harvest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. I would be remiss if I don't put in a plug for the district junior high and senior high youth gatherings this summer. I think those are some of those events. And like you said, you know, Jesus told us how to solve this problem. He said, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send workers into the field. So you two fellas are answers to those prayers, and may God use all of us to raise up others into this good work. Thank you.
Thank you.